Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins down on the field. The Johns boys here in the press box of a very, very happy Union Tunnel Stadium. 42-7. Union wins tonight over Broken Arrow and really did it in every way possible. You know, the kicking game was really not a part of this game an awful lot tonight. Both punters struggled at times. Union did not punt an awful lot no matter what. And the kickoff game was, you know, gosh, it went in the end zone most of the time as it does. But when it comes to offensively and defensively, I don't know that Union could have asked for more tonight, Zach.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. From what we saw last week, being an early game and being a week zero, what they're saying, there was still a little fine-tuning that needed to be done. And tonight, I think we saw a lot of those things come together.
Yeah, when you take a look at the numbers on this one, I mean, it really is astounding. Union threw it for 248 yards, rushed for 308. High school football, you rush for 308, you're not going to lose.
No, you're not at all. They ran the ball like crazy tonight. And we said when you can run the ball, your offense opens up. And they just put whatever they needed to in the offense this evening, and it just wasn't able to be stopped.
556 total yards for Union. Meanwhile, on the other side of things for Broken Arrow, they passed it for 64, ran it for 105, 169 yards. We saw, I thought, Grady Davenport really managed. Not only did he play well, but managed the game well, looked like really smart decisions, just did it all well. He was 10 of 18 for 176 yards, four touchdowns, and one interception. The interception was late in the half when he was trying to get the ball in the end zone. He probably forced it a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's something that really, at that point in the game, you're telling a young quarterback, even though he's a senior, you're telling a young quarterback developing, take a shot. But guess what? You learn from those mistakes in games like this. And then when you get into the tight games, you don't make those wrong decisions by trying to force something. So that's a learning takeaway that he'll learn from that step and take it into the rest of the season.
Well, we're waiting for head coach Kirk Frederick to join us right now. They are playing the alma mater, and he is joining the team in that. But he'll be with us in a moment. Then we're going to talk to our player of the game, Jordan Kelly. And, you know, as a guy who, I mean, I played a good share of my career on defense as well, and I like it when a defensive guy actually gets recognized. And I thought Jordan Kelly dominated the middle tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, how proud could you be to be, the defensive line coach? And with Kelly coming into the season as a number two, and knowing that he's a number two coming up with the guy coming right behind him next week with
Barnes,
what are you going to do with this guy? You're going to put him on the field, and that's going to make you just even stronger there in the middle.
Yeah, I think you find a place for him. There's no question. And, you know, University of Tulsa doing a little bit of that with some of their guys, moving guys in and out. But that's exactly what you do. The best players get on the field. And then you go back to play again a team like Jinx next week, you're going to have the best players on the field. So in this one tonight, if you found out anything about your team, game one to game two, you wanted to clean things up. And I really thought, especially penalty-wise, they did that. There was a bit of a problem in the third quarter. They corrected that again in the fourth.
Yeah, and that third quarter was probably like we saw last week, and Coach said on the field. A lot of those guys that didn't see the field last week got in and see some of those things. It's timing. It's reaching where you should have been in a better position. It's just timing. And so those are easy things to kind of clean up. And when it comes in the second and third, or the third period and fourth period, you don't worry too much about that.
All right, Coach Kirk Frederick on the field with us, joining us now. And I think you've got to have a pretty doggone big smile on your face, don't you, Kirk?
Yes, well, I really am excited about the way our kids played. I couldn't be more proud of what they did and the way that they prepared. You know, at sign of maturity, I think when you have an experienced team, which we knew coming into this year we did, that they'd come prepared to work on Monday. Probably had the best practice we've had all year last Monday, coming off a victory in Texas, and kind of let you know that those guys are focused on what they want to do.
Well, you 308 rushing yards. I just said here a second ago, you run for 308 in high school, you're going to win games. That offensive line of yours tonight, really good, terrific, weren't they?
They really did. I was real proud of the run game. Those guys just continued to do a great job with it. And you know, we also were able to put a lot of pressure on the defense, just being a quarterback, making good decisions, spreading the ball around.
Coach, you know, offense just was absolutely phenomenal this evening. Things kind of meshing up better than they did last week. But where do you take this team right now? You've got to feel good about all pieces of the game. So where do you put yourself in just evaluation of where you're at?
One of the things we do in our programs, we play really tough opponents early. And it gives us a chance to evaluate on film and correct mistakes. And so we'll find mistakes out of this game. We'll go back to work and face a really great team next week that'll expose some more mistakes, and we'll try to get a great team together to get ready for the district race.
Grady Davenport, you know, you mentioned how he played, made good decisions tonight. The one interception, he kind of was trying to force that. It was late in the half. But I thought tonight, you know, if you look at his numbers are 10 of 18 for 176 yards, which is decently impressive. But to the eye, he looked better than that to me. I thought he played very well. How about you?
He looked pretty comfortable in there. And a lot of that, you know, when you take a lot of pressure off the way Shamari ran the ball, a couple of those other guys, as you talked about the offensive line, just did a really good job.
Well, I think Rick nailed it earlier. He said last year we had a couple close losses early, 0-2. This year it's 2-0. What's that do for the momentum? Even though sometimes it's like non-conference, doesn't really matter. What's that do for you in the focus of what you guys have planned?
Well, I think what it does is it creates buy-in. You know, the kids, when we practice hard and you know, coaches are correcting mistakes, it seems like, you know, obviously the kids say, hey, this is paying off, and it really helps out that way.
Yeah, no matter what, it doesn't make any difference when you go to week three, though, does it? Because as soon as you throw the Jinx Trojans across from you, 2-0, 0-2, 5-0, 0-5, it's just crazy.
You bet. Yeah, it's an outstanding game, and that's why we do it. I feel extremely blessed to be able to coach in that game and look forward to it.
Yeah, they're in a dogfight right now. They and Bixby tied at 28 apiece.
Holy cow.
It will be an interesting one next week. Coach, thanks very much, and congratulations.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that is head coach Kirk Frederick. We're going to get back down to Doc Blevins in just a moment. Doc's going to have our player of the game, Jordan Kelly, coming up next. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Before you get an energy savings agreement from Air Comfort Solutions, you first need to know what's in it for you. Our NATE certified technicians will call you twice a year to schedule tune-ups for your cooling and heating system. You get same-day emergency service, 15% discount on all repairs, no overtime charges, and lower utility bills. It's plain and simple. Saving your home's energy saves you cash. Your winning call 7 days a week, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, 42-7, Redskins win. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones, and down on the field with our player of the game, Doc Blevins. Doc?
Well, we have Jordan Kelly, and Jordan, you were just a one-man. Well, there's a lot of people helping, but you were a wrecking crew out there tonight.
Thank you.
Did you all have a strategy of getting on them early and just making them know you're there?
Yeah, coaches prepared us with a lot of film, a lot of technique. They told us what we were doing and got it all good.
Now, you are in because Lee got hurt, but do you think they might find a way to keep you both in there next year, next week?
I'm pretty sure they're going to keep us both in there. They can't stop us.
Hey, let me tell people that might be listening, I knew you, but I didn't pay that much attention to you in football last year. But you came out for basketball after football, and you became a force when you got out there. And how good are we going to be in basketball this year?
In basketball, I'm pretty sure we're going to win state. We're going to win it all.
So you got a chance to get two rings.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Were you more successful than you thought you would be tonight against them, or you were expecting a blowout like this?
I mean, they coached us up a lot, so I was expecting what was coming at me, so that helped me do good tonight.
They did a good job of showing you what to look for, so you weren't surprised by anything.
Yes, sir. Lots of film.
Congratulations on being the star of the game. That'll probably happen more. I'm glad you're just a junior and we got you back next year, because we're going to have a couple of good years together. But go get that gold ball, but get Jinx next week.
Yes, sir. We're going to beat them. Most definitely.
All right. Back up to you guys.
Thanks very much to Jordan Kelly. I like the fact that you hear a young guy like that, soft-spoken, humble, and he gives credit to his coaches. And it's one of the things that has changed so much in high school football, Zach. You know, we may watch film in the 70s a couple of times, but it was not much. Nowadays, these guys are as prepared as a college or NFL team, aren't they?
Yeah, I had, remember in high school, I had study hall the last class or last period of the day, and I would go to the gym and just film. But the unbelievable thing now is how this technology with Huddle breaks down the film, puts you the tendencies, and you know before you even watch what you're watching. You can watch it by down, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. I had to watch the entire game. So for me, it's like muscle memory and sounds, and you hear the whistles and all, the whole game through. Now, I mean, you can go down and say, third down, what do we want to prepare for? Third down, this is what they're doing, and you see them in a row. And that just changes the game completely.
Yeah, Huddle's a website that the coaches have access to. I do, and as well as Zach, and you can break down things. You'll see film. You'll see practice. They're using drones to film practice nowadays.
Well, you saw Clemson, right?
Yeah.
They're using that reality, what's it called?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when they put on the vision and he's taking snaps and watching in real time.
Yep.
So you're taking not only
a virtual reality.
You're not only taking a live snap, but you're taking a mental snap every single time. And it puts you in way advance of just going and sitting watching film over and over.
It is a different deal. Fort Union wins 42-7. Before we go, though, let's make sure that we look in around the state.
Now, here's a look at scores from other key games around the state.
Still in progress, Mustang leading UConn 42-20. Westmore, a winner over Moore. It looks like they're going to beat Moore, 44-34. In progress, it is Owosso just destroying Bartlesville 52-0. Stillwater, 24-7, winner over Redmond Memorial. Bixby and Jinx, we understand it's now 31-28 Jinx with about 3 minutes to go in that game, but that one's was tied with about 6 minutes to go. Putnam City and Putnam North, 10-0. Putnam City leads that one. Edmond Santa Fe up over Edmond North, 10-3. Union, of course, winning here 42-7. And Southmore looks like they're going to be awfully good as they destroy Deer Creek 52-13. All right, guys. Next week, I leave it in your hands. You guys and Chris Lincoln, get it done over at Chapman Stadium against Jinx.
We let you down last year, so we have to bring this one home.
I appreciate you doing that, because I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, where it might be difficult. All right, that's it. 42-7, Union wins this one. We'll see you next week on KRMG. That's Union Football on AM 740 and FM 102.3 KRMG.